Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting third. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kent Hadley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Malzone. Snyder moves to third. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley takes first base on ball 4. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hadley. The throw from White and he is out, Runnels applying the tag. One out. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button takes first base on ball 4. Brewer moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball towards left. Snyder catches it and throws to second to double up Brewer. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hadley scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Maris moves to second. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maris moves to third. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hadley strikes out. Two outs. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-for-1 in the game. Chee-Tee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Brewer, and towards Malzone, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Herbert strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Williams reaches second base with a double. Snyder moves to third. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maris is walked intentionally. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Williams scores. Maris moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 0 for 2 in the game. Chee-Ti takes first base on ball 4. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Herbert takes first base on ball 4. Chee-Ti moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chee-Ti scores. Herbert moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Sammy White. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herb Plus pinch hits for Tom Brewer. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ike DeLock now pitching. Pete Daly now catching. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tuttle bunts in front of the plate. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. Maris moves to second. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Maris moves to third. Two outs. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hadley hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 3 in the game. Geiger bunts towards first. Hadley scoops it up and throws to first, with Lump covering, for the out. Runnels moves to second. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wertz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Wertz reaches second base with a double. Runnels scores. It's Red Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Dick Gurnett pinch runs for Vic Wertz. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams is walked intentionally. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Gurnett moves to third. Williams moves to second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Gurnett now playing first base. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chiti hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-3 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second, with Budden covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Ike DeLock. Rip Coleman now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Budden bunts in front of the plate. Chiti fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.